Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's bracha that we're going to do, we're going to learn a bit about, is the bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. It's a request for teshuvah. We, in the middle of Shemot Esrei, after we say Atachonei L'Abdas, we ask God for wisdom. Now we ask Him for repentance. But the question is, what are we asking God for exactly in this bracha? What do we want Him to do? Teshuvah is something that we must do. It's an exercise of free will. So what do we expect of God in this bracha? The ending of the bracha is also a little unique. It's usually a bracha of what God does. He asks that which I want. God is Choden Das. He gives us wisdom, or He is Rofe, right? He's Rofe Chob, right? So God is someone who's Rofe, or someone who is Shover Oivi Machdi Azedi. These are things that God does. He heals, He destroys the wicked. He supports the righteous. So what here, that the end of this bracha is Rotzeh B'tshuva, God desires repentance. What are we actually asking God to do? So I'd like to give a few approaches here. So the first is, normally when you repent, you hope for forgiveness and atonement. But that's not the focus of this bracha. That's next bracha. That's the next bracha of Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. What's the focus of this bracha? The focus is that when we sin, it's not only a consequence, but we also destroy the relationship, or we hamper the relationship between man and God. So our bracha is not merely that we should change our ways, but we want to repair the relationship between us and God. We want to be close to God's Torah, to God's service, Sorasecha, Vodosecha. We want to be God's loyal servants again. So essentially, the success of our petition is not simply on God's might. It's not really on God's might that He does something so powerful. It's really on His will. That's merely to accept our teshuvah, because this is about a relationship with God. So it's about rotze b'tshuva, ritzoy, ritzei, means that God is pleased with repentance. So that's what we're looking for, this bracha of a rotze b'tshuva, that we are looking for God to be pleased with this repentance. And on another level, we want sin to not simply be forgiven, but we also would love if the sin would essentially be eradicated, eliminated. In other words, tshuva is an act of God's kindness, which equates the uprooting of the will to sin with the uprooting of the sin itself. And we say we no longer want to sin, so we want sin to be eliminated. So God wills, and let's say in the world is created, so if God wills repentance, then this will cause the true cleansing of our souls. We want teshuva shlema lifanecha. We want complete repentance in front of God. We want no trace of sin to remain. So that's at a second level. The first level is that we want God to desire this relationship with us again. On a deeper level, we want God to will the cleansing of our souls. On another level, we need God's help in repenting just as we do in all other endeavors. I must repent on my own, but my ability to repent is to some extent dependent on my ability to sense the reality of the repair of the relationship with this necessary. I need to realize what I've done wrong. I need to realize the greatness of God. So true repentance is performed not only out of a desire to observe Shabbos, or let's say, or to avoid punishment, but a desire to be better, a desire to come closer to God. My sense of kiddusha, of holiness, is the motivating force behind repentance. The realization of the absolute value that's achieved when I repent is a necessary condition for my ability to motivate myself to do so. So it's also my feeling of closeness to God. So it's Torah, it's avot, it's mitzvos. So I desire that God show to me the importance and critical value of Torah and mitzvos, so I realize how much I need to return, so that I in fact do return. And fourth, is a rotze b'tshuva is essentially based on God's will. God desires and wishes that we create more good freely. God desires that we develop. The purpose of creation is really what this bracha is all about. Hashem's relationship with the created world is defined as harotze b'tshuva. Otherwise, there's no purpose in the world's existence. that again, that we, that God created a world for us to do better, for us to be better, that to be harotze b'tshuva. So we suggested sort of four different approaches of what harotze b'tshuva. Again, what are we asking God to do here? So the first approach is that we want God, the relationship is a two-way street. While we do tshuva, we want God to be pleased with our tshuva and to accept it. On a second level, we want God to eliminate sin, to make sure that no sin, trace of sin remains when we do tshuva. And number three, we ask God to somehow bring more Torah in our lives. So if we truly appreciate Torah, then our desire to repent will be that much greater. And fourth, we want that God, we want God to desire that we would develop. And that's really the purpose of creation, is that we want God's created the world as what is rotze b'tshuva, that God wants us to always strive to do better and to be better, and through that we actually hopefully can be better. And again, the bracha previously was about das, that God gave us our understanding. God gave us the Torah. So because God gave us das, now we have the ability to return to Him. And tshuva, as I mentioned, it's about the relationship. V'chzireni b'tshuva shleima lifanecha. We want to return before God, the relationship. This must exist in God's presence. We must feel connected to God while in this process of tshuva. So when we say this bracha, the Shemot Esrei, let's think about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.